It's Saturday, June 20th, 2026. This is the Rate Harp Morning Brief. Rates today as of today, June 20th, 2026, mortgage rates in Canada present a mixed bag for potential borrowers. The five-year fixed rate stands at 4.69%, while the three-year fixed rate is slightly lower at 4.58%. For those considering variable rates, the five-year variable rate is more appealing at 3.5%, with the prime rate currently set at 4.45%. For many buyers, the stress test rate remains a crucial factor as it has climbed to 6.69%. With these figures in mind, borrowers need to weigh the benefits of fixed versus variable rates carefully. The difference between fixed and variable rates is notable. Fixed rates provide stability and predictability, which can be particularly appealing in a fluctuating market. Conversely, variable rates, which are tied to the prime rate, often start lower, as seen with the five-year variable rate at 3.55%. This can lead to significant savings initially, but they come with the risk of increasing over time. Borrowers must consider their risk tolerance, financial situation, and the potential for rate hikes when making this decision. Understanding the nuances between fixed and variable rates is essential. It can save borrowers thousands in the long run. In the current environment, with the Bank of Canada's policies and bond yields influencing the mortgage landscape, it's essential for buyers to stay informed about the broader economic context that may affect these rates going forward. Bank of Canada and bond yields. The Bank of Canada plays a pivotal role in shaping the mortgage rate environment through its monetary policy. Currently, the Government of Canada, GOC, five-year yield is at 3.04%, and the three-year yield is slightly lower at 2.88%. These yields are critical indicators of the bond market and influence fixed mortgage rates. Lower bond yields typically lead to lower fixed rates, while rising yields can push rates higher. Given the current GOC yields, we may see fixed mortgage rates stabilizing or even decreasing slightly in the near term if the bond market remains favorable. However, if economic data indicates a robust recovery or inflationary pressures, the Bank of Canada may need to tighten monetary policy, leading to higher yields and consequently higher fixed mortgage rates. Borrowers should remain vigilant and consider locking in rates when they are at attractive levels. The transmission from bond yields to mortgage pricing is not instantaneous. It often reflects broader market sentiments and expectations. For instance, if investors anticipate future rate hikes due to inflation concerns, they may push yields higher, which can lead to an increase in mortgage rates. Conversely, if the economic outlook appears weaker, yields may drop further, allowing for more competitive fixed-rate offers. Housing market. The Canadian housing market is currently experiencing a complex set of dynamics, with rising home prices hitting record highs in most provinces, although British Columbia and Ontario show some signs of strain. The recent headlines indicate that despite these price increases, the housing market is not without its challenges. Critics are slamming government plans to bail out the sagging condo sector in BC, pointing to a growing concern about the sustainability of high prices and the potential for a market correction. Interestingly, home sales saw a rise in May, suggesting that buyer interest remains robust despite economic uncertainties. This uptick in sales could indicate that many Canadians are still eager to invest in real estate, perhaps viewing it as a safer asset compared to other investments in a volatile market. The rise of reverse mortgages also signals a shift in how homeowners are leveraging their equity in a time of high prices. The dichotomy in the housing market, record prices in most provinces tempered by challenges in BC and Ontario, highlights the need for nuanced strategies for buyers and sellers alike. Moreover, the impact of events like the FIFA World Cup cannot be understated. The record attendance at the Fan Festival in Vancouver during Canada's historic win not only boosted local morale, but could also have implications for housing demand in the region. Increased public transit ridership in Metro Vancouver over the past 6 years may suggest that more people are moving around the city, potentially increasing demand for housing in accessible areas. Regional roundup. In British Columbia, the condo market is facing significant challenges, with government plans to inject $3.2 billion into buying unsold condos from developers. This controversial move has drawn criticism, as many believe it could distort market dynamics further. However, the initiative may also provide some relief to a sector that has seen a sharp decline in sales. In Ontario, the situation is similar, with home prices hitting record highs, but accompanied by concerns of a potential market correction. Reports of a condo-pocalypse in Toronto highlight the difficulties sellers are facing, with many properties struggling to find buyers. This has led to a bloodbath for sellers as the market adjusts to oversupply and changing buyer preferences. Moving to Alberta, a new neighborhood in Calgary is set to see over 2,500 homes developed. This expansion indicates a positive outlook for housing supply in a province that has been recovering from previous downturns. The influx of new homes could help alleviate some of the demand pressures seen in the market. Finally, the recent findings from a think tank that link the housing crisis to social issues such as domestic violence and school dropouts should not be overlooked. This highlights the broader implications of housing affordability and availability, emphasizing the need for comprehensive solutions that address the root causes of these challenges. What it means for buyers, sellers, and brokers. For buyers, the current interest rates present both challenges and opportunities. Those considering a fixed-rate mortgage should weigh the benefits of stability against the potential for lower variable rates. It's a good time to assess personal financial situations and perhaps consult with a mortgage broker to navigate the best options available. Sellers, particularly in regions like BC and Ontario, may need to adjust their expectations in light of the current market dynamics. The condo-pocalypse in Toronto suggests that pricing strategies may need to be more flexible, and sellers should be prepared for longer selling times. Collaborating with knowledgeable real estate agents who understand local conditions will be essential. For brokers, the shifting landscape offers a chance to provide valuable insights to clients. Understanding the nuances of fixed versus variable rates, as well as the regional disparities in housing markets, will enhance their ability to guide buyers and sellers effectively. Additionally, brokers might consider emphasizing the importance of financial literacy, particularly regarding reverse mortgages and alternative financing options, as clients navigate these challenging times. Here's what it means for you. Key takeaways. Stay informed about current mortgage rates, as they can significantly impact your purchasing power. Understand the implications of fixed versus variable rates to make the best choice for your financial situation. Monitor regional trends in the housing market to identify opportunities and challenges in your area. For free tools, visit rateharp.com.